Hello.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Well, anything new tonight?
No, the hecklers, the McGovernites, are really stirring up the animals, however. They've really raising hell with the Vice President today in San Diego.
Oh, did they?
And they were out in front of the headquarters here, and of course that follows the... This will backfire on them, though, if it keeps up. I mean, it'll, you know, if it becomes part of the... Tonight it was CBS, for example, tonight. I didn't see all the nets, but I did see CBS. Said that these were McGovern supporters who were heckling Agnew, and they, a couple of scroungy kids standing up, and Agnew, he kept his cool. He got a little angry, and then one of the fellows in the crowd who looked just the picture of a Pete Brennan type just walked over and smashed one of the demonstrators.
Good.
Oh, God, knocked him cold.
Good.
And so the footage came, from our standpoint, the footage came off fine. I just don't think people like that. The Vietnam thing, I think is playing all right. The two lashback was strong tonight, but when you think about that one, Mr. President, the Hawks have absolutely no place to go. I mean, they're sure as hell not going to be...
Well, they can sit it out, I suppose, and this and that, but good God, they can't go to McGovern.
No, I don't think they'll sit it out. McGovern scares them, and for a whole variety of reasons. I'm not at all worried about the right. I just think we want to keep that hopeful business alive. That hopeful mood. CBS was throwing a little cold water on it tonight, as Cronkite was, as was to be expected. He said that hopes for the settlement were dimming in Washington now. Well, that, I suppose, some of that we're going to get from CBS and Post. The Times has been playing it, I must say, to their credit, they've been playing it pretty well from our standpoint.
Henry's worked
hard. Yeah, I guess Henry is able to control that. But it's going fine, and as I say, the Sinlinger stuff...
We got to expect that the whole Vietnam thing is it's going to be quite confused and all that in this period, and we've just got to stand firm and...
Well, I think the confusion is fine, because people interpret confusion as being... That's the way people are when they're negotiating, and the thing that we want to do, just for 5 days, is keep the prospect alive that the war is coming to an end. I mean, you can't build people up quite as high as Henry did, saying peace is at hand, and then let them fall all the way down.
Yeah.
You can't throw cold water on them after they have had warm water. But thus far, I think it is playing just right. The McGregor statement, which Clark got out today, which was a real nut cutter at the demonstrators, is moved on the wires, at least, so we may...
Didn't make the network, so...
Well, unfortunately, this is the problem we've been having. They didn't get it out. We got it out. Our people got it out, but then the wires didn't move it until 4:30 or 5, which makes it hard. I don't know if it did not make CBS, which is the only one I watch.
What about in Boston? They still, I hope they're keeping
hell of
up
a local,
up there.
Hell of a local reaction. The
good.
Police chief up there is putting out a blast. Collins is going to run that ad, as I told you, and... I did not get, I tried to get Becker tonight, and I didn't, but I was, he's polling every day, so he would pick up a reaction to it. I may still get him tonight. I'm convinced, though, I had two other unsolicited calls from Republicans who said that people were really incensed over it, and, but from the Democratic areas, I haven't checked anybody beyond Collins and, of course, what Joe Turow found. Turow did call back and say that a hell of a lot of people were talking about it. I think it'll help us up there. I think that's going to be, and just at the right time, really, just 5 days before. People do resent it. The McGregor statement is excellent, is getting enough play that it ought to... sure as hell ought to.
It'll get some sort of a kick.
Sure. Well, you know, and people see it, Mr. President. You almost... My wife said she saw the Boston thing on the Today Show this morning. I didn't realize it was on, but apparently film footage of that. And then tonight, Agnew being heckled by identified McGovern supporters. I don't think people like that. Our people are not doing that to McGovern anywhere. Some of the labor fellows did at one point, but they're...
Oh, we've been very, very circumspect.
We really have. I mean, considering the right, and the pious self-righteousness of this son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going after him tomorrow, Dole is, with some more fundraising violations. Well, at least, I don't think, I'm not sure those do any good, except they keep it fuzzed up a little bit.
Sure.
And that's a value. I think there's, you asked me today earlier about the news summary. I think there's just beginning to creep in, Mr. President, a backlash to McGovern on being quite so self-righteous at the same time that his rhetoric is so extreme. I think there's...
I think so, huh?
Yeah, I was noticing a Philadelphia Inquirer editorial today, and that's not, you know, that's not a paper that's always with us on everything.
Nope.
It's in the lead editorial entitled, "A Rattled Senator McGovern Loses His Balance Again." And then it really, apparently they used one of the fact sheets we sent around, because it really talks about all the very extreme statements that he's made, and how far off base he's been, and how now he's on trying to get on both sides of Vietnam, and this strident escalation of his attacks on President Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
He said originally the incumbent Republican administration was described as corrupt, then it was the most corrupt in recent American history, finally denounced as the most corrupt in two centuries of American government. And goes on to say this is just, he's overblowing it, and being vindictive, being mean. It's quite a sharp editorial, but there are others creeping up like this, and I really think that especially if he really swings wildly, then I don't know, I guess he can't swing much more wild than he is.
I suppose the Vietnam thing, of course, is the big issue, and that will that's going to be very hard to judge, you know, how they'll react with the we just got to play it cool.
I don't really think at this point in time, I just think that vote is right now is very solid. There isn't anything that would jar it significantly, Mr. President. I mean, when you get the New York Daily News polls taken a week apart, showing absolutely no movement, really, of any in one point statewide. The Harris poll, which Lou doesn't pay so much attention to the head-to-head as he does to the internals of it, what makes it up, the image stuff, and the issue stuff. When all of that is as solid as it is, and we've come all this way with the really very, very solid support for you from the very outset, nothing in the last few days is going to change it unless it were enormously dramatic, unless, you know, the North Vietnamese were to invade.
Oh, they're not going to do that.
You know, something...
If they do, we might make an ass out of that.
Well, that's right, you could. Although you don't want to unsettle people, I think that...
That much, no.
No, I don't think we do. I just think we want to keep close to the status.
In my view, they're not going to invade, because I don't think they got the stuff.
Oh, no. I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. But, I meant it would take something, you know, really dramatic. I think if the people just... and we may have to... I told Henry this afternoon, he may have to figure some way to give signs of activity. If the people just think this is rolling on, and if you... If the thing does get too hot, then at some point we can make the point that we're just not going to do anything right now because of an election. We're just not going to let it.
And that McGovern's made it impossible to negotiate.
Yeah, well,
that's another way to put it.
That's right. And he damn near did this morning what he was saying about, well, there won't be an agreement now. And the two is blocking it at the very same time that Shriver is out saying, well, if I were two, I wouldn't sign the agreement either. Jesus, what a...
Yeah.
Wait. Ass. I mean, they really, they look asinine. I don't think anything, I'm not worried at all about a little bit of pessimism creeping into the CBS report tonight. That doesn't bother me. As I told Henry today.
They're doing their damnedest CBS, of course, to
they really are.
Prove their case. Boy, they are really showing their colors. Well, that's all right.
I wrote Paley a one-line letter today and said, after watching last night, there obviously is no need for further conversation.
Good.
Get that jabbed into them. They'll understand.
That's good.
They'll go a long way before they get anything, I hope, out
That's
of anybody
right.
here.
That's right.
They may be on strike. The IBEW has walked out on them, and their contract is over, and they have no new contract. It'd be too bad if they went out this weekend, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sure would.
Couldn't have to a nicer bunch of fellas.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly, Mr. President, I would not at this point have any apprehensions over the way the Vietnam thing has played out in my mind is perfect. I think it hit like a bolt out of the blue. Frankly, when I think we needed it, I think it broke McGovern's stride. I think he was beginning to make some points on us and right. on the corruption issue. Just wipe that away. That's gone. And
now we're talking about this issue, which is not really his best issue.
It's our issue. Well, the idea of, and I still like this, and Conley's got it for tomorrow morning, the idea of a vote of confidence for the president to strengthen his hand so that he can, so that the whole world knows that the American people stand behind him as he, as he now, the final stages, he's brought 500,000 men home now, we're at the final stages of peace in Vietnam, and strengthen his hand for the major goals of peace in the world and his dealings with the Soviet Union and China. It really is, that's the way people feel. And I think if we just, take something awfully dramatic to shake it loose and we get good news.
You know, what's that?
Good news tomorrow on the wholesale prices. That
right.
Smallest monthly increase since the controls went on.
Right.
That comes at a very nice time for us.